International.
R and I.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Good evening, John Lightning here, welcoming you to the pregame show. No chat, no shtick, just music, Christmas music tonight, leading into our one-hour Christmas extravaganza. Actually, just an excuse to spend a little more time with you, because what's more fun than that? Wait a minute, let me see, I've got the list here. Whoa! It's a heavy list. But regardless, because the response to our doing a Christmas Eve extravaganza was underwhelming, you'll have to settle for this tonight. Dig in, my friends.
Radio New York International.
R&I.
Christmas music.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
For the 11L Radio Network, Radio New York International, this is John P. Lightning, wishing you and yours all the best for a happy holiday season.
Start to say when you're not here. on the internet, it's RNI with Johnny Lightning.
11L Radio.
This is RNI.
Happy Holidays.
Like human beings in many ways, and sometimes they do the very same things that we do.
Come on down off your sled, Santa, 'cause I'm feeling low and blue. All the folks round here are dead, Santa, and I could use someone to talk to, and it might as well be you. I've been dressing up like you, Santa, at a big department store. I met some little boys and girls, Santa. I brought them home, and they're buried underneath my kitchen floor.
Lollipop, little boy.
You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? You think I'm not as good as you? If you think I'm psycho, Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. I turned on my radio, Santa, and I heard a big old choir singing pretty Christmas songs, Santa, and it just set my brain on fire. That's my mama over there, Santa. Don't get around much since she died. I got my stocking hung with care, Santa. Still got my mama's leg inside. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? think that I was born to lose. If you think I'm psycho Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. Oh, don't you try to leave Santa, and don't go near the telephone. It's a lonely Christmas Eve, Santa, and you and I are here alone. They had a party down the street, Santa. They didn't want me coming round. They were sitting down to eat, Santa, and then their house burned to the ground. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? I'm sorry that I broke your leg. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? Santa Claus, I want to hear you beg. Santa, talk to me.
Merry Christmas.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Thank you. Like a merry-go-round. I run around. Got to make it to town.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing near the mistletoe. Take it off, baby, take it off. Yo, yo, ho! I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in. Are you sure to treat me nice? I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Are you sure to treat me nice? Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm putting it through Al's mic. Yeah, well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got
got good music on my radio.
Johnny,
I like what you want. Yeah, I'm feeling my vibe. Got good music on my radio. Well, I want to kiss you, baby, while you're standing neath the mistletoe. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Dig it, James, dig it. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Wake up, bud. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, underneath your mistletoe. You sure did treat me nice. Chomp, 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 chomp. I said, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Take it all, boys, take it all. Yeah! Come on, pull up, John Jack. Walk it! Yeah! God, Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Well, you sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise. Play it, James. Take it on, James. Good music on my radio.
Walk.
I wanna kiss you, baby.
11L Radio.
Must hear radio.
Happy holidays.
From New York City, the world's best talk radio, Radio New York International, home of John P. Lightning. Talk radio with balls, and big ones too.
And this week, they're Christmas balls. Here, hang these from your tree, Pally. Offering this simple show for kids from 1 to 92. Yeah, like there's anybody 1 listening to this show. Nobody 92 is listening to this show because Most people that would probably enjoy what I do have probably drank or drugged themselves to the death long before they reached 92. But in case you haven't, and you are 1 or 92, although it's been said, that's the Dean Martin and me, a little Melissa Marina. Melissa Attridge, here she is, like, what do they call it? It's the, although it's been said, that little wavering thing there. Although it's been said, boy, this hour's going to suck. Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Let me try that again. Merry Christmas to you if you deserve it, and send me some PayPal donations.
I knew it. Come
you
on,
calm
I
down. All right, Merry Christmas to you regardless. Merry Christmas.
It will be if you stop singing.
Blow me.
Hey!
That was only for Robbie, kids.
Gee, thanks.
Blow me still.
Hey!
Can you put that under my Christmas tree?
Merry Christmas, New York.
And wherever you may be.
Wonderful RNI.
See what I mean?
Happy holiday.
From Holly, Sirius XM.
Okay. See, they couldn't get that right. We, however, can.
Radio New York International.
RNI.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
There you go.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's right.
The season.
There you go. Merry Christmas to you. Have a happy holiday. The happy holiday being Christmas. And, of course, whatever else you want to celebrate. Okay, enough rapping about that. We're going to get alongside some music now. Let's pull up some music. All right, let's wait a minute because I really need to say this.
This is going to be nutty.
Well, what else did you expect? Now, at the risk of getting too festive here, will you please with the... It's not... Happy holidays. I've got a couple of days off. I've got some days off next week. You know what the days off are? You know what they refer to in our union contract, even on our calendars? Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm not taking off. I don't get the day off for happy holidays. There's no happy holidays holiday. I don't get to stay home because it's happy holidays day. We don't celebrate and get downright festive. Fango! We don't get like all excited and joyful, or at least fake being joyful, because it's the holidays. It's Christmas. Simple! And a big abba fango with their mom that's Fachima disorder to Bill O'Reilly and the whole, there's a war on Christmas crew. No, there isn't. There's just this overwhelming need. This desire to assuage the hurt feelings of just about everyone at this most wonderful time of the year. To be included, to not be hurt if they don't celebrate Christmas, because Christmas is a religious holiday. Bunk, rubbish, bull. All right, it is, but it doesn't have to be. Not necessarily. I'm not religious, but I celebrate joyfully, happily, Christmas every year. I love Christmas. It's important to me to have this most
wonderful time of the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. To fake joy or actually bring out whatever real joy is buried exceedingly deep. Buried way down under that Manhattan schist base that is John P. Lightning. Because as much of a misanthrope as I generally am, this is the time of year when that peace, love, and understanding jive really resonates with me. And if we could bask in a little peace, joy, love, and understanding and all that for even a couple of days, the better part of a month, I'm down for that, man. I'm happy with that. I'm satisfied with that.
Yes.
Because that's about as much as we can ask out of good old Mr. and Mrs. Mankind for the most part. And therefore, I proudly proclaim my passion, my love for this time of year. Christmas time. Yes, also the happy holiday season, sure. As I stated on the website in an earlier posting, Merry Christmas to all and whatever else you're celebrating. Because if you're celebrating Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, boy, talk about a made-up holiday. Whatever those Quran readers are celebrating, whatever, whoever you are, whatever it is you're celebrating, enjoy. May it all be great. May the family actually pretend that they dig you and get along with you. May they fake it well enough so that you don't feel incredibly bad because of all the money you spent on gifts they probably didn't deserve. Yeah, baby, ring those solstice bells. Not those. Thank you. Embrace that spirit. Without any need to codify or even recognize religion, although I have to admit, yeah, that's kind of tough. Because we all know Christmas Day is about the birth of a babe. Now you don't have to believe he's the Savior or your Savior or the Son of God or any of that. Not necessary. Not necessary. What is necessary to remember, to consider, to reflect upon, is the message associated with, affiliated with, that babe Jesus cat. It's that message of peace, love, brotherhood, kindness, understanding, compassion for our fellow man. If this time of the year allows you to do that, you and the entire planet, well, that portion directly surrounding you, is really much better off for it. And if I have gotten you to think along those lines with this quick little rap here, I guess I've done something minimally effective and downright good. Downright good. So yeah, happy holidays, but in particular, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Because the birth of that boy, regardless of what day it was on, regardless of whether or not it even happened, has given a pretty good portion of the planet a reason to be joyful and happy and celebrate. And you can do it non-denominationally. So whatever your religion is, pal, even if, kind of like me, you don't really have one, it doesn't matter. I'm wishing you Merry Christmas. And if that offends you, well, you're probably already gone. But if it does, tune out now, because I'm going to play some Christmas music. As a matter of fact, I might play a whole lot of Christmas music before I get around to bashing Joe Lieberman and Barack Obama, whatever the hell else we could squeeze into the next what remains of this brief visit of yours truly, John P. Lightning, here on this very special, just before Christmas edition of the A Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza.
And now, an 11L R&I holiday greeting.
Oh, hello, everybody. It's me, Joe Concha, wishing each and every one of you a very merry...
Happy holidays from 11L R&I.
Ladies and gentlemen, turn up your radio. Johnny Lightning.
Merry Christmas.
It's the Christmas special no one expected to see. You've been preempted by Barack Obama, Charlie Brown.
What's going on here?
This year, Charlie Brown's skinny Christmas tree has been replaced by a skinny commander-in-chief.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
I can tell you what it's all about, Charlie Brown. But first, I need to address the nation about troop levels in Afghanistan.
Oh, good grief.
You've been preempted by Barack Obama, Charlie Brown.
Just don't understand Christmas, I guess.
John P. Lightning.
Is everybody ready for some winter fun?
Thank you.
the Ventures, doing that tune as the Searchers might have. Here for you on your Big 11 Radio, 11L Radio New York International.
We're making this a great Christmas, wonderful R&I.
This year, you don't have to send another dreary old letter to Santa Claus. You can get what you want right away with just one call to 1-900-SANTA. 1-900-SANTA connects you to the steamiest place on Earth, the North Pole.
Hi, Santa. What are you wearing?
Right now, I've got on a big, heavy red suit. I'm so hot, I'm going to take it all off.
Ooh, Santa.
1-900-SANTA. He knows when you've been naughty.
And that's nice.
Oh, Santa.
1-900-SANTA. He's the man who knows how to stuff your stocking.
When I get to your house, I'm going to go down your chimney.
Oh, Santa.
1-900-SANTA. If you're really good, he might just come twice this year.
Well, Dino, tis the season. How about a little Christmas tale?
Sure, Pally. What's her name?
No, a Christmas story.
Okay. Everyone loves Christmas.
When hearts are filled with cheer.
But sometimes Christmas ain't so great.
Yeah, tell them about last year.
Well, it went a little something like this.
I was snowed in at the airport late last Christmas Eve. They finally cleared the runway and said the plane could leave. I couldn't call my wife to tell her I was coming home. When I opened up the door, she wasn't home alone.
Was Santa coming down the chimney, Dino?
Well, not exactly.
She and Bob the mailman were naked on the floor.
Oh.
And it was very plain to see what they were naked for. She asked me to forgive her, but this was my reply.
Let's stand under the mistletoe, and you can kiss my ass goodbye.
Bye, then.
You can kiss my ass goodbye.
Smooch it, baby, don't be shy.
Light the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah, then pucker up for me.
You can skip the pumpkin pie.
Give my derriere a try.
Let's stand under the mistletoe and you can kiss my ass goodbye.
Well, that was last year, but since I left my wife, things have really changed.
That's right, Dino. Let's tell him about it.
Okay, Pally.
Now every day is Christmas. I'm jolly as can be.
Your girlfriend's got big knockers, and you won the lottery.
So if your wife is cheating, don't bother asking why.
Just say, let's stand under the mistletoe.
And you can kiss my ass goodbye.
You little ho, ho, ho.
You can kiss my ass goodbye.
Lick your lips, baby, don't you cry.
Oh, kiss me one more time.
Where the sun don't shine.
Baby, hold your head up high.
Hi, hi, Ben, hi.
Here's mud in your eye. Oh, just pucker up and let one go.
Oh, I'll drop my drawers and bend down low.
Let's stand under the mistletoe when you can kiss my ass goodbye.
And be sure to make it a French kiss.
Now that's what I call tongue-in-cheek, Pally.
Dingle bells, wow, hi, Ben.
Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
Oh,
And now, an important announcement. Christmas is under attack. All over America, secular humanists are gleefully smashing nativity scenes and doing unspeakable things to the baby Jesus. And of course, it's all sanctioned by the liberal courts. But you can help fight back by giving to the Save the Christmas Fund.
Gee, this anti-Christmas crusade sounds like part of a broader attack on our whole Judeo-Christian heritage.
You're exactly right. Although we can probably drop the Judeo part at this point. If the attack on Christmas is successful, it endangers the whole concept of a Christian theocracy, which our founding fathers fought so hard to establish.
Will some of my money go to help stop Kwanzaa?
Not directly, but we can't destroy paganism unless we save Christmas. So please, give generously to the Save the Christmas Fund. Remember, this holiday season, it's not the holiday season, it's Christmas. And if you don't like it, well, you can shove that public park menorah right where the matzah doesn't rise, Sid.
Jesus!
Merry Christmas!
John Lightning!
Well, go ahead. Do your worst.
I shall, from now until we get out of here at the top of the hour. This is a very special hour-long edition of your Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza. Wow! Happy Yule and Merry Christmas. Whatever else, you know.
God bless John, if there was a God.
Radio New York International, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, I'm Joe Lieberman. And it's not Christmas that's under attack. No, this year, it's I, Joe Lieberman, that's under attack. And why? Well, it just might have something to do with the fact that I'm a Jew at Christmas time. Why, some people are even referring to me as Jew Lieberman. And that's not right. Just because I share the same sack as my friends and enablers in the healthcare insurance industry here in Connecticut.
Damn right.
Liberals, progressives, and most Democrats think I'm the devil. Just because I know who's going to be stuffing the stockings under my Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
I know who's going to be giving me more money if I'm supportive of their needs. Even though it's Christmas season, this is not about the people. It's not about what the people want or the message of some little Jew that ended up starting up Christianity. Pompous took us. No, it's about me, Joe Lieberman. About what I want, about my power, about how I could drop Obama to his knees simply by saying no, or that other great magical word, filibuster. Oh, I just love saying filibuster.
Sure you do.
And I'll see to it that the Senate filibusters any attempt for a public option health care plan right through to the end of the holiday season. No, Joe Lieberman will see to it that publicly funded health care won't be in any of the bags in Santa's sleigh this year. You want health care? Go out and friggin' buy it. Look at all the gifts you bought for family members and friends. Why not cut back there? So you can afford that $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 a month premium. I can. Who is it?
FedEx, Mr. Lieberman. We've got another check for you from Healthcare Incorporated.
Just please slip it under the door, would you?
Okay.
What's the problem?
Can't seem to get it under.
No. Maybe I have to move all those other envelopes from the healthcare industry. Who, by the way, I'd like to thank very kindly
for being as supportive of me as I've always been of them. As for the rest of you, I'd love to wish you a happy holidays. Instead, I wish you health and happiness. With the health that your cost, of course. I'm Joe Lieberman. And before I go, just let me say the following.
No, you don't, Joe.
No, not you again.
Hi, friends. I'm Al Franken.
How did you get in my house?
How did you get back into the Democratic Party?
Don't start again.
You're done, Lieberman. Besides, it's time to get back to John P. Lightning.
John Lightning? I'd rather there be a public option in the healthcare bill.
Hey. We finally found the way to do this.
Oh, shit.
Gotcha, Lieberman.
You're listening to John P. Lightning, Worldwide, RNI, Radio New York International.
Irving and Sydney and Maury and Manny, Esther and Sadie and Yetta and Fanny, Mahjong, Kaluki and other nice games. These are a few of our old Jewish names. Now we have Jason and Stacy and Kevin and Russell. Whatever happened to Jaime and Yussel? Cole changed to Cole and Kaplan to Kay. When I think this, I give out a geschrei. What's the matter? What you doing? What's wrong with your name? Then I remember what my Bubby said. Inside they are still the same. Kreplox, Belinces, Potato, Knishes, Milchuk and Fleishik and Passover dishes, Cholent and Latkes and Hot Pastrami. These are the things that give heartburn to me. Halava, Teglach and Hot Apple Strudel, Farmer's Chop Suey, a nice Lakshin Kugel, Brisket and Onions, really it's the spot. Goddamn the flanking chicken in a pot. When I'm finished with my eating, I need a nice rest. But first wash it down with a glass 2 cents plain, and then I give up. Big reps.
This is the station with the joyous Christmas sound. Radio New York International.
John Lightning, 11LRNI.
Indeed, John Lightning here with you on the 11L Network. Well, among the people that are a little bit ticked at Joe Lieberman is Michael Moore. Naturally and gratefully, he's threatening a boycott of Connecticut over Senator Joe Lieberman's efforts to kill health care reform. And of course, like Connecticut is thinking, you know, what the hell? What do we care? What is there in Connecticut that anybody could boycott in the first place other than corporate health care?
This is Radio New York International.
Merry Christmas.
And there's somebody else on my shit list this Christmas.
Oh, summer roasting on an open fire.
Never forget, indeed. Never forget, friends.
Hot coals burning in his nose.
The only person worth going into Pakistan for.
White hot pokers being shoved in his eyes. It's this Christmas dream that gives me hope. He keeps making stupid tapes. Why can't we find him and rearrange his hairy face?
Absolutely correct, sir.
Or march him up a mountain that is high and see if terrorists really know how to fly. I know it's not the Christian thing to do, but right now I don't really care. I just want to see Osama get what he's due.
if I was a praying man, it would be mine, too.
You're tuned to the 11L Network.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It's Christmas, for goodness sake! Think about the baby Jesus. Up in that tower, letting his hair down. So that the three wise men can climb up and spin the dreidel and see that there's 6 more weeks of winter.
There's a sparkle in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Silvery magic everywhere.
Everybody now.
It's the happy holiday sound.
Of wonderful R&R.
That's right.
Radio 11.
Absolutely correct, sir.
What another tune without which it's really not quite Christmas. My friends, the Staple Singers.
How about you, Joe?
People out over the world forgot about Mary.
And you too, Barack.
Too busy fighting wars, trying to make it to Mars.
That's right.
Searching for light and can't seem to find a right star.
No.
Oh,
searching for light and can't seem to find a right star.
Ticket pops. Tell you for sure, Pally. A lot of people responsible for taking the merry out of Christmas, sons of bitches, each and every one. That's right, Joe Lieberman, you're on my list. You're on my naughty list, as per usual. And to think at one point, Al Gore, if Al Gore would have been elected, he would have been Vice President of the United States. You know, sometimes I think, well, if Al Gore had not been elected. Well, wait a minute, he wasn't elected, right? And Al Gore, well, he was elected. You see, that was the problem. Really, he was elected, but. But this other guy ended up getting in, and all things considered. Had something happened to Al Gore and we would have ended up with President Lieberman? We might have actually been better off. Yeah, thanks so much, Joe, and thank you so much, Barack Obama, for caving in. I thought you were the president, not President Joe. So, you know, as we approach that most happy and for many holy day of the year, let's ship another 30,000 of our own off to their possible death and destruction. What assholes we are. There are none more blind than those who defy logic that believe there's something worth winning in Afghanistan. And those that despise Barack Obama on the right, of course, they're supporting the surge, but they're claiming it's watered down, it's insufficient. It's still, it's still way too much for me. Come on now. I did that at a laying back waiting for President Palin to President Palin will save us, kids, yeah! How many lives will be lost, not to mention a possible $1 trillion in another war we don't need at this most happy, joyous, peaceful time of year? Phenomenally. Maybe I really do have to get out of here. We're looking at wasting a truck.
Hi, everyone. Not exactly Rockefeller Center, but well, Merry Christmas anyway.
Damn right.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. From yours truly, John P. Lightning here, looking at $1 trillion with a T dollars going to be spent on Afghanistan. Think what $1 trillion spent on the people that really need assistance here in this country would do for them. Think of all of all the truly poor, the unemployed, those without health care, then they're not going to be seeing it this year because Barack Obama has fallen back on, has squandered every bit of hope that we had for him by following up on virtually none of the promises that led the likes of yours truly to go ahead and vote for him so that we can waste perhaps $1 trillion on a battle Obama, by the way, now owns. Yeah, you own a palace. Think of how that money could better be used, how it could be deployed to give this nation real security. Even perhaps that healthcare that Joe Lieberman says, oh, no, we don't need that. The healthcare industry is doing the job just fine. Yeah, if you don't mind paying $600, $700, $800 a month to get some real healthcare, to have a real policy, because believe me, if you're not spending at least that much, you don't have a real good healthcare policy. And if you're unemployed or otherwise not working or living on Social Security, you're lucky if you're getting $800 a month total to live on. But it's okay to dump trillions into Iraq and Afghanistan. The Republicans keep wailing like wounded puppies. Single payer public option. Okay, blame. We don't want that. What pious phony pricks. Oh, sure, it's PC keen to allow America to go up into to go Chapter 11 to prop up this dysfunctional dictatorship in Afghanistan. That, by the way, is probably going to collapse any week now. Hopefully before the new year, before Christmas, I'll have something to celebrate. But, once we pack our grips and move on to the next necessary war, I guess we can sing Won't Get Fooled Again. What is it about us here in America? We specialize in getting duped. Yep. We're the sheeple. Uh-huh. We're the sheeple because we allow our wool to be pulled right over our eyes year after year, decade after decade. And it appears so intense is our fear. And it's not that, I guess, we're fear of more terror. But in this case, it's the fear of seeming to be losers. Afghanistan is vital to our national interest. Didn't Barack say that or words to that effect? Yeah, sure. There is a vital to our national interest is Sweden. Well, actually,
here we go.
Actually, at least Sweden is stocked deep with leggy blonde supermodels. So I got to tell you, I've got at least $200 or $300 billion to help them out with anytime. Anytime, that's right, because I know I'm never going to bet any hot Swedes. But if we could waste trillions in the pursuit of unquenchable dreams of democracy in the Middle East, some kind of bona fide security at home, I could dream what?
Well,
about women who would not ever in this lifetime or any other gaze longingly upon me. Even if I was a trillionaire, that's not going to happen. Because in these delusional states of America, we should realize that we're doomed. And at this most wonderful time of the year, we should be thinking about things much more enduring than war. But Johnny, the peace, love, and understanding you're talking about can only be gained by war. Well, quite often that's true, but not in this case. It took me long enough to realize Afghanistan of no vital national interest. It's not going to make me feel safer. It's certainly not going to fulfill my need for revenge. And yes, even at this most lovely, joyous, happy, peaceful time of year, I still want Obama and company dead. Not captured, not put on trial. Dead, dead, dead. Dead, dead. Someday they'll be dead. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'll be hearing that 20 freaking years from now. Nothing wrong with the revenge impulse. But he's not worth wasting $1 trillion and more American lives to somehow get in a country he isn't even in. So I'm going to leave it at that. I mean, how much longer do I have to beat this dead horse until you all realize what we're up against? Let me share with you one last thing here from some outfit. I didn't write down the name. One of those outfits that does nothing more than taking polls. But my friend Dave should put in a resume with them. They're always taking polls. I'm sure they need help. This latest poll shows that 44% of we the feeble think Afghanistan is worth the effort. So 44% of us are still delusional enough, still crazy enough to believe that this is a good thing to do. And don't get me wrong. I'm not surprised that 44% are that damn ignorant, because after all, this is the U.S. of a-holes. But Pally, withdrawal is a real option. But Johnny, if we lose Afghanistan, yeah, what? You know, way too late back in the day, yeah, I hate that phrase, but I use it, the day we abandoned another unstable ally in Southeast Asia, just what happened? Did the Red Menace run wild? Did nearby nations fall like dominoes as the military experts and general after general warned? So I'm thinking, what can happen in Afghanistan? What can happen if we're wise enough to wise up and leave Afghanistan be? I don't know, folks. Somehow, to me, it seems that occupying a terrain full of factional warlords and magnetically opposed tribes, sects, and local leaders is not possible. And it's not a good message to be sending at this time of year to say, more war is going to make a difference. It ain't going to do jack shit. Sorry, folks. 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 troops ain't going to matter. All right, maybe with 1 million troops. How about 1 trillion? That might work. Think about Russia. They went into Afghanistan by treaty, okay? So they were kind of forced into going in there, more or less. They'd been enabled to visit. We, on the other hand, we did not receive an invitation in the mail. We're as much gate crashes as those two socialite assholes who conned their way past the Secret Service into Obama's little dinner party. It's much the same. And we think all but a few of the locals in Afghanistan are actually going to see us as what? I'm sure a handful might see us as liberators. But Obama, who's afraid, obviously, of being tagged weak, is actually indeed weak. He's too weak to end the pain. He's too weak to end the needless death. The diminution of our nation's resources for, and again, for pretty much nothing. Nothing. What are we going to accomplish there? We're going to waste more lives, our own and those of others, and perhaps $1 trillion, for nothing, while he continues to live. We still don't know where this guy is. We still don't know what cave he's hiding out in, so we could send off a drone, which they'll pick up because they'll be watching it on YouTube. Or something. Really? But Johnny, come on. What you're talking about is silly. That would make the sacrifices of those who have died what? Waste more lives, How does that make the sacrifices of those that have already given their all? How does that make them any more relevant, any more important? They already died for nothing, damn it. I want to stop seeing any more die in vain. I don't want to see any more die in vain. We always use that excuse to assuage the sorrows of their loved ones. It's always invoked that, all their lives will be in vain if we don't what? All we're going to do is see to it that more families end up grieving for no reason. Throwing fresh corpses upon the graves of the old ones. Oh, yeah. That's going to make it all better. Ramping up the war in Afghanistan will only do one thing. It's going to help ensure that Obama will see his run end after 4 years, while his war will doubtlessly be inherited by the next poor unfortunate that'll probably ignore the vital, verifiable lessons of history that we should know by now proves wars like this essentially accomplish nothing. As some blogger said, summing it all up in three simple words, spend, kill, die. And I say, yeah, spend, kill, die, repeat is necessary because that's what we do here in America. But you know what? It's not necessary. Where is it here? Let's see. At the most, here we go. At the most, 100 or so Al-Qaeda operatives are believed to be on the Afghan side of the border that separates Afghanistan from Al-Qaeda's real headquarters, which, of course, is Pakistan. But, of course, in Pakistan, they're our friends. Yeah. That's another shithole with a government in minimal control of just about anything. But they've got nuclear weapons. But our focus is on what? Afghanistan and the Taliban. Who shives a git about the Taliban? I know, yeah, they're bad folks, and I'd love to see them defeated. I'd love to see every freaking one of them dead because they belong dead, dead, dead. I'd love to see the people of Afghanistan inherit some type of democracy or freedom. But it's not going to happen, and it's not our job. No, sorry, it's not our job to encourage it, to aid them, to assist them in getting there. Yeah, that's nice. That would be a good thing to do. But not with 30,000 more troops and a possible $1 trillion. We know the Taliban, they're fundamentalist, cruel scumbags, but they're not our concern. And you know we could probably buy off the whole lot of those fuckers for far less than $1 trillion and spare all the bloodshed that'll disable so many families whose loved ones are going to be sacrificed, so what? So we could look tough as usual, so we could look tough, so we could stick our dicks out and yell, na 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 na. Afghanistan should not be a reclamation project, a hobby we need to indulge. Peace, democracy, a friend of the USA are among the things that black hole for superpowers will not be. But apparently we're going to hang out there all so that our imaginary peace president won't appear to be a pussy. We need war to appear strong. Yeah, it's war we don't need. It's war easily as useless and destructive to our nation as the Vietnam War. And if we let it continue to be, that's what's going to happen, folks. And it will continue if we're not strong enough to put a pillow over the head of conventional wisdom that drives this type of dumb thinking and these types of dumb wars. It's irrational and it's useless. Yeah, I know we should just be celebrating and having fun tonight, and we'll try and do that the remainder of the way. But folks, that's my Christmas message this year, more than any other I might want to deliver this year. And what we're doing is obviously blatantly so downright antithetical to the teachings of that Jesus Christ fellow that it seems solely and wholly inexplicable to me that more Americans just don't stand up and say no, no. No, this is not what we want. Hey, Barack Obama, this ain't why we elected you. Most all those that voted for you did not vote for you so that you can ramp up the war in Afghanistan. Duped, lied to, cheated again. Friends, make your holiday special. And that means spend as much time as you can with those you really care for, those you love, family, friends, co-workers, whoever are the people you cherish, who mean something special to you, who are worth the effort, even though so-called, he's such a high-maintenance friend. I've got friends like that, too. As a matter of fact, I could be pretty damn high-maintenance. But you know what? I like to think I'm worth it. And my friends that are high-maintenance, they're damn sure worth it, too. And as much as sometimes you want to smack some family members and friends around, step back, hold on a moment, reconsider whether or not they're really deserving before you smack them, if they are. And otherwise, remember the peace, joy, love, brotherhood mantra that is at the core, that is integral to this time of year. And pass it on. Pass it along for at least a couple of days. Enjoy, get drunk, get stoned, get crazy. Hey, what do I care? As long as you're not driving, what do I care? But let's keep things in perspective. This is not or should not be the most wonderful and joyful time of the year simply because of the giving and getting and partying and meals and all that. It should be because love for one another, you know, something that kind of actually counts, should matter enough for us to get past the usual BS and just spread a bit more of it around. albeit briefly. I sure prefer that to the message our government is sending, and the Joe Liebermans of the world are sending, the Scrooges of the world. Yeah, what I wouldn't give for a happier world. Although a recent study...
Here we go!
Yeah, afraid so. States that the least happy state is guess which state? Sorry. Well, if you live here, you know what the answer is. That's right, New York. That's right, New York. Of course, we've got the Mets and Knicks here, so that's kind of understandable, but... Supposedly, the happiest state is Louisiana, which I guess is because they're not New York or Mississippi or Alabama.
A legendary superstar,
Johnny Lightning.
Merry Christmas.
Wonderful, wonderful, R&I.
Hey, you'll enjoy great music all year round on 11LR&I. Here's Colin James.
Gonna island to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of toys to give the grown-ups and the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes up big. There'll come a corner when the snow's the most, when all you catch is sleeping warm as toast. And you gotta flip when old Saint Nick takes a lick on the peppermint stick. You'll come a flying from a higher place. Feel the stocking by the fireplace. So you're, oh, having you, that's cool. To lick on the peppermint stick. You'll come a flying from a higher place. Feel the stocking by the fireplace. So you have a you that's cool. So have a you that's cool.
not listen. Children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Thank you, Frankie.
And may all your Christmases
absolutely
be white.
Jingle bells,
the Four Lovers.
From New York City,
he's John Lightning.
They must think you're stupid.
Red, white, and blue.
John Lightning!
Have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Oh, holiday tree, you put the X in Xmas.
Oh, holiday tree, how did we ever come to this?
Religious symbols you avoid, so atheists are not annoyed.
Oh, holiday tree, good Lord, you are so secular.
Oh, holiday tree, you are so inoffensive.
Oh, holiday tree, and have a merry December 25th.
Muslims, Buddhists, and the Jews can now all safely enjoy you.
Oh, holiday tree, so sacred to the ACLU.
Let's close out with one more classic holiday tune and this secular agnostic bitch's best wishes to you for a very Merry Christmas.
Christmas time.
It's a festival of Christmas.
And it sure has been. A brief but very special Christmas edition of our Little Bit of Everything Radio Extravaganza as we head up to that magical day. I'd like to thank, in particular, my pals Big Steve Cole and Dave the Boogeyman for all their assistance in helping us get through another year of 11LR&I programming. And of course, thanks to the boys over at Radio Free New York, Dan Lewis, and everybody else that helped pitch in. And of course, you all out there for listening.
Happy Holidays!
From New York City, Radio New York International, featuring Johnny Lightning.
Merry Christmas, my friends.
It's a festival of Christmas.
The original.
The world's best talk radio, Radio New York International.